Today is Monday, July 17th. Tomorrow is an election day here in Georgia. Georgia residents will have the opportunity to select their candidates, both red and blue, for offices up to and including governor. For some Georgia citizens, the decision will be greater. In our case, we will get to decide whether or not we want to be part. Wait, let me back that up. We will get to cast our vote, yay or nay, on the creation of a new city called Johns Creek. Johns Creek will be formed out of portions of unincorporated North Fulton County.
The Johns Creek area is furthermore broken down into two areas that are getting to vote. We're voting, we're in Area A, which is a large green blob on any map you're looking at about Johns Creek. And the other area is Area B, which is the pink bit on any map you're looking at for this issue. Area B is best described in my mind as the intersection of Haynes Bridge Road and Old Alabama, which is the Newtown area. It's larger than that, and it's more than that, but that's really sort of the center of it in my mind. And those people are going to be able to choose whether or not they want to be part of Johns Creek, and if they don't want to be part of Johns Creek, then they're going to be able to choose, theoretically, whether or not they want to be part of Roswell at a later time. So we're all going to be voting tomorrow. In light of the fact that we're going to be exercising our civic duty, we decided to attend the meeting they were having tonight at the local large Baptist church, Mount Pisgah, which takes up like three sides of the road at Old Alabama and, is that Nesbitt Ferry, I think, right there? Old Alabama and Old Alabama. They're huge, so they have this great big church, and we've been really curious about it. So it was sort of two things. We get to go talk about local politics, and we get to go see this church, which is huge. It's sort of fascinating, but always quite full, and so trafficy. Anyway, so they have four buses, indeed. They're all short. I don't know what that means. Anyway, so we went to the meeting. Previous to the meeting, we had exchanged some email with Michael Bodker, who is, for lack of a better term, the mouthpiece of this whole activist group that's going on there. Probably not the whole group, but anyway, he's the one who's been in Atlanta Magazine and a few other publications talking about this. So without further ado, here is our interview with Michael Bodker of the Johns Creek Committee, and their website is at www.cityofjohnscreek.org.
I'm Mike Bodker. I'm chairman of the Committee for Johns Creek.
How long have you been working on this committee?
About a year and a half, not just on this committee, but all the committees that led up to this particular committee.
So how long has the process been for the development of this Johns Creek idea?
Well, the idea has been out there for a long time, but what happened was when Sandy Springs became a city, it was pretty obvious that those of us who were left and unincorporated were pretty much going to have to sort of figure out either A, how could we get into an existing city, or B, form our own cities, but under no circumstances would we want to be left in unincorporated Fulton.
And why not?
Because when you remove Sandy Springs from the mix, it made everything more complicated, both for the Fulton County Commission and for those of us who live in unincorporated Fulton. Johns Creek was the last of what we call the major donor communities, communities that were raising more taxes than they were consuming in services that were provided them. And given that one of the big reasons why Sandy Springs wanted to incorporate was to be able to sort of keep their dollars home and not have those dollars utilized in other parts of the county, we recognized that if the trend were to continue to balance the budget, it would mean a significant tax increase for those of us who are left and unincorporated.
Have you been in touch? I'm sure you've been in touch with the people from Sandy Springs that organized
that. Absolutely. We work with them quite closely.
What lessons did you learn from their experience that you hope to avoid problems with?
We learn lots of lessons from their experience. Every single day we sort of monitor what they're doing and see the successes and failures. And, you know, I often have joked that as Sandy Springs sort of walks down the sidewalk, I'll be right there trailing behind them with a notebook. And every time they trip, I'll reach out and I'll sort of pick them up off the ground, but I'll make a note of what they tripped on so that we don't trip on the same thing.
So, sum it up in just a few points, who benefits mostly from Johns Creek?
Well, clearly the citizens of Johns Creek benefit the most. What they're able to do is they're able to take the same tax dollars that they're paying to Fulton County right now in the SSD fund and keep those tax dollars plus the lost revenue up here in Johns Creek, where we can invest it in things like improving our infrastructure, which we sorely need road improvements. We can invest in our parks, because our parks have been neglected over a number of years. We can buy additional park acreage. We can increase our fire and police service. And basically, we can make sure that all of our decisions are made by people who actually live in our community and have to live with the results.
What services will be left with Fulton County?
There are certain services that are county-wide services. For example, libraries, Gosh, it now escapes me. But there's a whole list of services. School board, while it's not a Fulton County service, is a Fulton School Board service.
Right.
The jails are left with Fulton County. But, I mean, Fulton County, in essence, if all of the cities incorporate, Fulton County is going to be out of a good amount of what they do. They're going to be out of the public service business, so they're not a public safety business, so they're not going to be offering fire and police services. They won't have to offer most of their public works services. They won't be offering the parks services, and they won't be offering any zoning or land use services. So that's a good bit of the employees within Fulton today.
Well, one of the things that I've read that some people have a concern about is whether or not the tax money is actually going to be spent on, say, people who live in the Newtown area. That's a concern I've specifically read of those people, but also in where we live, which is almost Alpharetta. The people right behind us got taken by Alpharetta last year, and whether or not we're going to have any guarantee in this area.
You know, I find it interesting that people now already start to argue, well, gee, you've got to treat my part of the city better than other parts of the city.
Not better, but the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
concern
same
that,
definitely.
That
I mean, you know, you can't even out expenses, because the bottom line is there may be something that's really wrong in one area of the city that you've got to fix. The bottom line is we're digging out of a 30-plus years of neglect. And it's going to take a while to sort of get back to ground zero. And then once we get back to ground zero, we can seriously talk about what's going to happen in my backyard versus someone else's backyard. Right now, we've got to work on the basics. Like, let's get our road system back up and running from the decay that it's gone through. Let's get our parks, which, yes, one of them happens to be located in the Newtown area, but also one of them is over in the area you just described, and the other one's over in Shake Rag. We're going to have to work on those just to get them back to the way they should have been treated for all these years. So I think in the end, the bottom line is, again, we're going to elect 7 people who live in this community, who have to live with the results of their decisions, and I think they're just going to be more in tune with making the right kind of decisions and balancing those decisions across the whole city. And let's not forget one other thing. They are elected citywide. So at the end of the day, if they're treating one part of the city better than another, then they're probably going to get booted out of office, because we get to hire and fire them at the ballot box.
While we're on the subject of the parks,
go ahead.
I know there's this 2-year plan that we have where they can't take them away from us or sell the parks within 2 years out from under the way they're doing to Sandy Springs. What happens at the end of that 2 years?
Well, they're not probably going to be doing that to Sandy Springs
for much
longer. We believe the whole park situation is going to straighten itself out. It's going to straighten itself out one of a few ways. Either A, Fulton County is going to come to their senses and do the right thing, which might mean selling the parks at a nominal cost, or just leasing them for, let's say, $1 a year. The other option is they could turn around and they might, for example, the parks may be taken away from them via the legislature passing a bill that forces them to transfer the assets. But at the end of the day, I think the public will pretty much make sure that Fulton County does the right thing.
One of your platforms is, of course, improving traffic. To improve traffic, is there any consideration to limiting the amount of new housing development?
Well, you're seeing a lot more of that right now, because
right.
A lot of people are rushing to sort of get in while the Fulton County Commission's in charge, because they think that's going to be an easier group of people to deal with the city council, which sort of answers your question. If the perception becomes reality, then I think that city council, again, who understands what's going on up here, is going to certainly think about every zoning decision a little differently than the Fulton County Commission. But more importantly, we're almost built out. So there's really the kind of growth that we've experienced over the last, let's say, 10 years can't continue at that clip. Matter of fact, in light of all these recent zonings, there's very little land left other than major plots of land. So I think zoning will be kept in check, but there'll be a healthy balance. At the end of the day, what makes the city work is a balance between commercial and residential taxes.
Given that that you mentioned there's a possible loss of service, or that the services offered by Fulton County aren't going to be offered anymore because there'll be no one to offer them to, do you think that will run to a detriment to Fulton County? Will that run to the need to create, as some have mentioned, a Milton County or recreate Milton County?
I think the need to create or not create Milton County is more indicative of what does the Fulton County Commission do after this point in time. These cities got created because the Fulton County Commission didn't pay attention to the fact that their citizens were upset with them. Now they're going to be able to refocus their energy just on countywide services. If they can fix the tax assessor's office and fix the problems at the jail and fix the problems that run rampant throughout Fulton County and actually provide good leadership, then I think, in fact, there'll be no need to create another county. But if they can't wise up and recognize that they're not doing things right, and to some degree they're a bit dysfunctional today, I mean that in the decision-making process, then the reality is that, in fact, we may have a new county.
We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Afterwards, Nikki and I sat down to talk about some of the finer points of the town hall.
I don't know if my decision or my prospective vote is going to change based on what we heard tonight at the meeting.
Yeah, not surprisingly, since you and I agree so much on stuff like this, I feel sort of the same way. I mean, my concerns are sort of more, that sounds stupid, but sort of more metaphysical in a certain sense, I suppose, or more philosophical.
We were in a church.
And, you know, I haven't decided how I feel about the whole thing. We have the audio of the meeting, and we don't really have time right now to chop it up and toss it up on the web for people to hear, although...
And it sounds a bit like a cave.
Yeah, it sounds kind of crazy, but if you want to hear it, we've got it. Anyway, I mean, during the meeting, this one lady who is apparently over somewhere in the Duluth area, and based on her question, I would assume she has some land. She, certainly more than we have with our quarter of an acre or whatever we're sitting on here, she asked, you know, well, what about eminent domain, and if we're going to need fire stations and police stations and parks and rec and so on and so forth, etc., what's going to stop you from coming in and taking my land? And clearly she had been at more than one meeting.
Well, yeah, they admitted it as much.
Well, like I told you last time. And I mean, what they said was, you know...
Probably true. What they said was that, no, they couldn't really give her a definitive answer, yes or no, about eminent domain because...
They weren't the city council, there wasn't a city council yet, and the city council would make that decision.
And there won't be a city council until after...
Tomorrow.
Well, after tomorrow, the city council members, prospective city council members or candidates for city council will have a week. A week to turn in their names and put their names in a pot for consideration in November. That's what I understood. It's come November 2nd, the new city of Johns Creek will be able to elect its 7-member board, one of which is a mayor.
Yeah, it's 7-member city council. They're all at large. Mayor and posts and the odd posts. So
yes.
Mayor is post 1, and then it's post 3 and 5. Or is that how it works?
Mayor 1, 3, 5 get 3-year terms, and then the
even
number ones get 1-year terms.
And then eventually everyone gets elected for 4 years. Anyway, the point being that the woman, you know, wanted to know, are they going to use eminent domain to take my land away? And, you know, their answer being, we can't really tell you
because
we don't have a city council yet. But, you know, the good point being made was that people are really pissed off about eminent domain right now, and the likelihood that the state or the county or the city of Johns Creek that's going to be, you know, they say, they hope, they suppose, more accountable to us is not going to be, you know, going out of their way to do that kind of thing to, like, piss people off. But, you know, and what she said, and I understand where she's coming from, is that, well, I don't live in a subdivision and nobody cares about me. And, you know, we do live in a subdivision, but we live in an older subdivision.
We don't
have a homeowners association. As far as I know, the subdivision over doesn't have a homeowners association. I mean, honestly, we chose to live in a more diverse working class area of Alpharetta. It was what we wanted when we were in this neighborhood.
We like our diverse little neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. We like it here. You know, but I find myself wondering how important we are, what kind of representation those of us who are not part of these large neighborhoods, who don't live in $300,000-$500,000 houses, I really do sincerely wonder what's going to happen to us when this all, you know, goes through. Because, I mean, yeah, either of us could run for city council, whether or not we would make it, you know, notwithstanding, we could do that, but then that takes us away from other work that we do that's important. And could anyone that isn't that well-connected run for a post in Johns Creek and win? You know, I don't know. There's 64,000 people. I know they don't all know one another, but it's, you know, it's sort of my concern is that I wonder what's going to happen to those of us who are not well-represented.
It's obvious that those that are very much in favor of this initiative, like the lady that was sitting in front of us that was nodding her head with everything that Mr. Bodker was saying.
Yeah.
Almost as if she was in church.
Oh,
well, she was in church.
She was in church. Don't.
But it's kind of a, you know, just she's just, it was a definite feeling of anticipation, and I imagine that she's not alone in it. the question is an assessment from the Carl Vinson Institute enough to build a city on? Because that is everything that they have to build it on, or all of these
survey results. Well, that's all their projections.
And all their projections.
And to be fair, you know, it's probably a pretty good projection. And, you know, they're probably right. We probably do have the money to do this. But, you know, I just, you know, me and bandwagons, and me and bandwagons and the devil's advocate, and I'm never on a bandwagon if I can help it, and I'm always playing devil's advocate if there's an opportunity. And, you know, it's going to be wine and roses. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. Wee fun. New traffic lights. You know, whatever. So on and so forth. And, you know, yeah, maybe it will be, but, you know, maybe somebody's going to get screwed, and...
I'd like for them to pave our road.
Yeah, I would, too. I mean, I would like for them to pave our road and you know, for people to not be parking on the streets such that they're about to cause a wreck
That'd
every 10
great.
Seconds. That would be awesome. You know, but at the same time, I just, it seems like... And I know that these people mean well and they're sincere. I mean, I certainly hope they are, because God knows they're spending as much time on this as you and I spend on the things that we care about. And, you know, but it's just being billed as it's going to be, you know, one great...
The panacea.
Freaking party. Yeah, you know, the cure-all for all of our problems. And you know, and maybe that's not how they mean for it to come off, and I'm sure that's not how they mean for it to come off, but it's just... kind of how it feels to me, and I'm not really convinced that it's going to be, you know, all that great for everybody. You know what I mean? And nothing is, and you're always at the mercy of somebody, and government is government, and if we were libertarians, we would, as Tony says, give me my women and my guns and my Bible and put me behind my fence and whatever, but we're not, and we live here, and, you know, and I don't know. I cannot decide how I feel about it. And I feel like I should be able to make an informed decision, but I feel like there's no being informed here. It's cross your fingers, vote yes, and pray, you know. And
That's the best we can do.
And it sucks. That's not a choice.
Well, come tomorrow. We will make that decision. We will go and visit our local polling place. We'll go to OC Elementary, home of the Otters, and cast our vote. If you're listening to this on Monday evening, goodness, you're very much up on your Georgia podcasting. Listening to this on Tuesday, and you haven't gone to vote, go vote. Even if you're not in our area, and you're not voting for or against Johns Creek, there are scores of candidates and issues for you to place your vote on this time around.
Yeah, in this series, we're calling it Politics as Vocal. And
you get it?
You know, we're probably going to continue doing podcasts about the Johns Creek area, but if you have a local politics sort of issue that you want to talk about, if you live in South Fulton County and you're involved in the incorporation, you know, efforts that are going on down there,
we'd like to hear about it.
We'd like to hear from you about it. You know, you don't have to commit to doing 500 million podcasts. You know, we can help you help us. You know, Amber and Rusty
we'll
can help you help Rusty. We can
get it done. We can help.
Any kind of local politics issue that you want to talk about, Politics as Vocal is open for that. So happy podcasting and happy voting.
Happy voting.